You have the buildings, you have the museum, but you also have like the festivities are in the cards. So the cards are about the marathon in Brussels, are about, you have like a cultural parade, Zennekes Parade, that's also in the cards. And we're going to translate everything also in English, so they can get an English version also. So we have a French version, a Dutch version, and an English version. Because we know there are a lot of expats. We already got an email from the NATO to have some games from the European Union. They also ordered some games. So we feel that there is a lot of interest from like the big things that are in Brussels, also the big companies. If you work here like for 3 or 4 or 5 years and your family is back at home, and we bring it out in the Christmas period, it's a perfect gift to show where the dad or the mom is living for her work, to bring it at home. So that was a little bit the idea. And you still have to have the feeling that you play Monopoly. If you change everything, then it's not Monopoly anymore. And people want to play like the original game. It's the most popular and most sold game in the world. They want to play it in the version of their city, but they don't want to have that it's all changed, because then it's not Monopoly, then it's just the Brussels game or something. So we have to stick to the original concept. We're going to release it in September. You can pre-order it right now on the website monopolybrussels.be, and they can vote over there. So we have like all the tweets are filled in, everything is done, except one street is still empty. So we have a poll on the website, and they can choose between 18 different options. What thing you want to have extra on the game? Some are well known, some are not well known, but that makes it interesting, so that people can learn new places. That's also the idea about the English version. It's good for the tourists, it's good for the expat. Everybody knows the Atomium, but other places on the board, they don't gonna know it. And then they discover it, and maybe they search it up on the internet, and they look for it. So it's another way to guide you in the city.